under capital improvement projects, irrigation trees, plantings, lighting, and signage has been installed at the entrance of the Bryan Midtown Park, with more plant installations planned prior to the project completion this summer. And if you haven't had a chance to see it, especially at night, you need to drive by there and take a look at it. Turned out really well. The construction on Big Shot's driveway is anticipated to be completed in November, with the final construction for the facility followed in mid-December. One of two utility boards under Texas Avenue have been installed as a part of the Coulter Drive reconstruction project. Project is scheduled to complete this fall. The rain has hampered progress of the Woodville Road construction project. That project is expected to be completed, I believe, by the end of this month. The Palisota Street Phase 1 culvert over Cottonwood Branch by Anson Jones School has been completed, but the paving on that has not yet started. Project completion is anticipated by April of 2022 on that one. The Texas Avenue Project Design Team continues their meetings with individual property owners along the corridor to introduce them to the overall design and to also share with them the median, shared youth paths, and sidewalks, and how that may affect their properties. On parks and pools, now through Wednesday, June 30th, see history come alive through the Bryan History exhibit at the Cushing Memorial Library and Archives on the Texas A&M University campus. Drawing from collections held at the library, this exhibition highlights activities the citizens of Bryan have participated in during the last 150 years. For more information, see the calendar at bryantx.gov. Lastly, the world's largest swim lesson is scheduled for Thursday, June 17th from 9 to 11 at the Bryan Aquatic Center, and all ages are welcome. That's all I had, Mayor.